Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, February 19th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting, and Glenn's gotta go. Last year, when United secured a contract for the NBC Olympic charters to Beijing, we discussed with United the requirements of staffing for charter flights in Section 9 and made clear our expectation that the agreement be adhered to. Management did not comply with our contract in this matter when it first became an issue with the Olympic charters to Beijing. Recently, this issue has arisen again with the operation of the new Olympic charters to Vancouver. The manner in which United Management operated the NBC Olympic charters to Beijing appears to be the same as the manner in which they are operating the Olympic charters to Vancouver. As a result of our dispute with the company over the NBC Olympic charters to Beijing, we filed an MEC grievance and proceeded to the System Board of Adjustment, where the case was concluded in October of 2009. We are now awaiting the decision from the arbitrator and will update you once that decision is received. We have received some questions regarding 2 versus 3 crew rest breaks. In order to address those questions, we want to remind you of the System Board of Adjustment's decision on this matter. When we challenged this policy by filing an MEC grievance, the System Board of Adjustment ruled that the company has the right to impose an onboard 3-break policy implemented by the purser. The arbitrator agreed with the company's argument that this supports good customer service as well as safety and security. The arbitrator further ruled, however, this management right must be exercised reasonably and not in an arbitrary and capricious manner. The record reflects that the company recognized that there are highly unusual exceptions where the purser would have the discretion to schedule 2 breaks rather than 3, such as in the event of a medical emergency and or diversion. The company, in the future, should recognize these highly unusual but reasonable exceptions to the 3-break policy. Pilots at Lufthansa, who are members of the Vereinigung Cockpit Pilots Union, voted Wednesday to go on a 4-day strike next week from Monday the 22nd at midnight to Thursday the 26th to protest wage issues and potential plans to outsource jobs to lower-paying subsidiaries. More than 90% of the members from Lufthansa, Lufthansa Cargo, and subsidiary Germanwings voted in favor of the work stoppage. According to the union, no Lufthansa planes will depart from German airports during this time period. Planes still abroad during the 4-day strike will be flown home and parked. The airline plans to deploy scab pilots for the skeleton service. The strikes will affect airports across Germany, including Frankfurt and Munich. The pilots may continue to strike in the near future if the dispute is not yet resolved. United knows that AFA members have the right to honor picket lines in accordance with the Railway Labor Act and our collective bargaining agreement. The right to honor a picket line by refusing to cross the line to report to work is part of the right to strike under the Railway Labor Act, the RLA. If one group of employees is engaged in a lawful strike and establishes a picket line, other employees have the right to refuse to cross that line. This extends to situations where the employees all work for the same employer, a sympathy strike, and even to situations where workers at one airline are on strike and workers from another airline honor the picket line by refusing to go to work at their own airline, a secondary strike. This right to honor a picket line means you can do so without management interference and coercion. For example, management cannot discipline or terminate you for exercising this right. We stand in solidarity with our sister and brother union members in Germany. AFA members should be well aware of your right to refuse to cross a picket line. Under AFA policy, we do not announce whether we will ask flight attendants to honor picket lines unless and until a strike is actually initiated by a union and they request our support. We will keep you advised as this situation in Germany develops. If you are filing taxes in France this year, you may need a declaration from the union regarding payment of your union dues. There is an online form on our website available now to request this declaration. The request is for 2009 taxes submitted in 2010. The AFA International Office Membership Services Department will receive the request for processing. The letter produced by Membership Services, needed specifically for filing of French taxes, declares payment of 2009 union dues. The request form is available under the Reminders tab on the homepage of unitedafa.org. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.